And if you have a request, 826-4805. I'm Vinny Devaney. The show's Fodu. Support comes from the North Coast Co-op, a member-owned grocery store featuring local, natural, and organic products working for sustainable development of the local community. Mo, can you turn that on? Just push. There you go. Can't believe I had it on the wrong speed. That never happens. Workable. Working for the sustainable development of the local community for 35 years. The co-op, 4th and B in Eureka, 8th and I in Arcata, and everywhere in our community. So what's on the B side of this? Is it an instrumental? No. He sings. Deep Blue. But it's being taken away, so you'll never probably hear it in your life. But it's not my fault. Sorry, I guess it is my fault because I could play it right now.
Immediately when you arrive in the Sahara for the first or the tenth time, you notice the stillness. An incredible absolute silence prevails outside the towns and within. Even in busy places like the markets, there's a hush quality in the air, as if the quiet were a conscious force which, resenting the intrusion of sound, minimizes and disperses sound straightway. Then there is the sky, compared to which all other skies seem faint-hearted efforts. Solid and luminous, it is always the focal point of the landscape. At sunset, the precise curved shadow of the earth rises into it swiftly from the horizon, cutting it into light section and dark section. When all daylight is gone and the space is thick with stars, it is still of an intense and burning blue, darkest directly overhead and paling toward the earth, so that the night never really grows dark. You leave the gate of the fort or the town behind, past the camels lying outside, go up into the dunes or out onto the hard stony plain and stand a while alone. Presently, you will either shiver and hurry back inside the walls, or you will go on standing there unless something very peculiar happened to you. Something that everyone who lives there has undergone, and which the French call le baptême de la solitude. It is a unique sensation, and has nothing to do with loneliness, for loneliness presupposes memory. Here, in this holy mineral landscape lighted by stars like flares, even memory disappears. Nothing is left but your own breathing and the sound of your heart beating. A strange and by no means pleasant process of reintegration begins inside you, and you have the choice of fighting against it and insisting on remaining the person you have always been, or letting it take its course. For no one who has stayed in the Sahara for a while is quite the same as when he came. Perhaps the logical question to ask at this point is, why go? The answer is that when a man has been there and undergone the baptism of solitude, he can't help himself. Once he has been under the spell of the vast, luminous, silent country, no other place is quite strong enough for him. No other surroundings can provide a supremely satisfying sensation of existing in the midst of something that is absolute. He will go back, whatever the cost in comfort and money. The absolute has no price.
Crowe, welcome to Speaking of Byzantine History. Our phone lines are open, so come on, give me a call. I'm ready to talk. Come on, let's hear from you guys out there. Our phone lines are open, just give me a call. BYZ 1453. Easy enough number to remember. It's the year Constantinople fell to the Turks. Okay, let's talk. Come on. This is Larry Crowe here. Come on. War of the Iconoclasts, Belisarius and the Ostrogoths. Let's hear some opinions. Come on. All right, we got a call. You're on the air. What do you want?
Larry?
Yeah, good question.
What do you think about those Yanks this year?
Look, buddy, we're talking biz talk here, not sports. Theodosian Code, Constantine the Great, you know, what do you say? Come on.
Hey, that's Steinbrenner. Got a lot of call hooch, you know what I mean, huh?
Hey, look, buddy, we got people waiting on the line to talk Byzantine history. I'm gonna have to move on to somebody else. All right, this is Larry Crowe. We're talking Byzantine history. You're on the air.
I got a gun.
Well, if Constantine had a few of those, you wouldn't have lost Constantinople to the Turks, huh?
It's pointed at my head.
Hey, look, I'm a little busy right now, okay? Busy, get that busiest little history joke there. You got something to talk about? Great. If not, get out.
Nothing matters. Nothing.
What do you mean nothing matters? Come on. The invasion of the Lombards didn't matter to Justin II, huh? The Crusades didn't matter. The friggin' Crusades didn't matter. Okay, you're on the air. What do you want?
Hello, Larry.
Right.
My name is Mrs. Wilma Schnips.
Schnips? Schnips you got? What do you want to talk about, Schnips?
I was wondering what you thought about the tragic accident that happened to poor Natalie Wood.
Look, Mrs. Schnips, I don't think that has anything to do with Byzantine history. Do you? No, see, you don't. We're talking Ottoman empires here, not couches.
But she was such a lovely thing. I never liked boats anyway. My late husband always used to get seasick on boats. He used to go...
Schnippy.
Yes?
What do you think of the influence of the Muslim threat of the 600s?
Oh. I don't think it was as bad as the Seljuk Turks.
You may be right there, baby, but what about Alexius Comnenus' defense?
Well, my late husband always said...
Sorry, Mrs. Schnips. It's been great talking to you, but our time's up. We're going to have to sign off right now. Saint Sophia, how time flies. Well, that's another big segment here from Speaking of Byzantine History. We'll see you tomorrow. We're going to make history with you. We're going to be as happy as Constantinople under Theodosius I. Good night, baby.
By request, kisses sweeter than wine. Don't fall off the ladder. It's not good to fall off of ladders. You had a joke for us.
Okay. So there's these three people stuck on the island. And the genie comes and says, okay, I'll grant you each one wish. And so she grants the first person a wish.
You can make it a blonde joke if you want.
It's not a blonde joke.
Okay, go ahead.
Anyway, and so the first person grants one wish and he says, oh, I wish I was back at home with my family, not stuck on this island. So, boom, back at home. Then, the second guy, his wish is to, oh, I wish I could go back home and I was with my friends at the movie theater. And so, boom, he's back at home. And then the third guy, he says, I wish my friends came back so I wasn't all alone.
You're not supposed to laugh at your own jokes. It's just one of those sort of unwritten rules. But, you know, some of those jokes, it really helps to have a culprit, like a blonde or, you know.
But it wasn't.
Yeah, okay, fine.
One of those jokes, that wasn't what it was.
That's fine. So tell me about some of the camps you went to this summer.
Well.
How about Wavy Gravy's camp? Was that fun?
Camp Wood Rainbow, yes, of course it was.
Yeah. What was the most exciting thing that happened there? What did you do?
I did improv. I took a hip-hop class. What else did I do? I did some other stuff.
How were the health conditions there?
Fine. What are you talking about?
Did anyone die or break a leg? Or
no.
Nobody had to be taken out by ambulance?
No.
Well, okay.
There was a 375-foot water slide or something like that.
Oh, yeah. One of the longest in Northern California, if not the longest.
I think that's a little going to the extreme, but...
Well, it's the only other one was in Redding, and you've been there. And
no, actually, the one... forget.
You think the one in Redding is longer?
No.
Oh. Don't just yell into the mic, please. Okay. Caesar salad, of course, has nothing to do with any of the Caesars. It was first concocted in a bar in Tijuana, Mexico, on August 22nd, 1920. I'm Vinny DeVaney. This show is Fogu, and you're listening to KHSU FM 90.5 Arcata and KHSR FM 91.9 Crescent City, Brookings, broadcasting from.
Hi.
Atop Humboldt State University. Had several calls wanting to hear more about the future or help from Zoltan. So here's another snippet from Zoltan about sowing your oats. As Frank Lloyd Wright said, a doctor can bury his mistakes, but an architect can only advise his clients to plant vines.
I, Zoltan, have a note of importance for you. This is no time for the sowing of wild oats. Others may tempt you to do so, but be very determined in your refusal to take part in unfamiliar schemes. Use your wits and intelligence and think things through in the manner you are capable of. You will find it pays as always. Money matters, which tend presently to bother you, will straighten themselves out in a most advantageous manner if you show patience a bit more. Be alert and conscious of the world about you for full enjoyment without regret. Yellow is your color for now, and the number 10 most favorable. Thank you.
On March 26, 1649, the town fathers of Newcastle, England, decided to get rid of the witches that they believed infested the town. They appropriated money and sent out a party to procure a good witch hunter. A Scotsman was then hired, who agreed to divine witches at the cost of 20 shillings for every witch. That summer, he came to Newcastle and stuck pins into 30 people who had been denounced by their neighbors as evil ones. 27 individuals were found to be witches after this test, and 16 of these unfortunate people were eventually hung, or rather hanged, excuse me. Later that year, the witch hunter was denounced as a fraud and was apprehended and brought to trial in Mary, Scotland. He confessed he knew absolutely nothing about witches one way or the other, and that he'd pursued his career only to make an honest living. His fees varied from 12 shillings to £3 per witch, plus expenses. He also admitted that in his time, he had been responsible for the hangings of at least 440 supposed witches. Katie, thank you, Katie. Katie just cleaned up a song so I can play it on the air. She's so nice. You can't play anything that might have one of those devilish seven words. As they say, expedience and justice frequently are not even on speaking terms. I'm Vinny Devaney.
And
who are you?
Narrowly
Devaney. And you're listening to Fogu, and this is KHSU.
Donors include Del Arte's Mad River Festival, opening June 21st, with Prize of Hope and an international award gala for Tim Robbins and the Actors Gang. There will be a catered dinner, award ceremony, and music by Joyce How band. Call 668-5663 for tickets.
Are you gonna go to that?
No.
Does it sound like it's fun?
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
Does it sound like kind of an adult kind of thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, probably. An era, and we may be at the end of an era, can be said to end when its basic illusions are exhausted. On June, that's June 18th, 1938, when the Rockefeller Center in New York was almost finished, the family commissioned a famous Mexican artist, Diego Rivera to paint the mural in the main lobby. Rivera set to work diligently, only to be stopped halfway through the project. Didn't that bearded fellow in the front look familiar? Yes, Rivera explained. He did. That was Lenin. And the scene around him depicted the masses rising up to overthrow the capitalist system. And this syphilitic in the corner stood for the capitalist system? No, he would not change it. Young Nelson Rockefeller was in charge of the interior decoration for the center, and he ordered that the mural be destroyed, even though over $200,000 had already been expended. Rivera went away, feeling his point had been made more effectively than if the artwork had been allowed to completion. Medicine Man by Lead Belly. And Lead Belly, of course, the main inspiration from John Fahey, who just died. They have on the line Mo Gutzart live. Mo?
Yes.
How did John Fahey die?
He was on the operating table. He was undergoing some sort of
quadruple bypass surgery?
I want to say quadruple, but I don't know if it was quadruple. Anyway, they were routing out all the entrances and exits of his heart, and he expired there on the operating table last Friday. Much to the chagrin of probably John, mainly himself, but everybody else too.
You just never know when it's going to happen.
No. Well, but you know, if you're going in for that intense of a procedure on your heart, there's always a good chance that you might not make it out of it. He wasn't really that old. He's only 61.
It's true.
But he didn't take very good care of himself for a long time.
He didn't.
Now, I remember seeing him at San Francisco State, like a free concert in the afternoon. And God, a long time ago, like 76 or something, 75. And he was really drunk. He liked to drink a lot.
Yeah.
And,
I know other people who tend to do that as well.
Yeah. Anyway, but he, you know, he did some interesting stuff in the last few years.
Yes. Maybe I'll go into one of those industrial albums he did. So this album is called, this song is called The Dance of Death. I always liked this one, and I didn't know I was ever going to play it because he died, so.
It's somewhat jaunty.
It has a little jaunty jig to it. So you're underneath your car right as we were speaking?
No.
Because it could fall and you could collapse. Then you'd really have the dance of death.
I'm just under the hood.
Oh. Well, it could snap suddenly. Didn't your trunk snap?
It did.
And it was sounded like a bomb went off?
It did. These are different springs, though. I don't know if these would go. I'm looking at them right now.
If
one went off right now, it would probably damage my face pretty seriously.
You'd have to use the jaws of life to get you out.
Hey. If there's a trailer sitting in the street across the street from my house. If anybody wants it, come get it. It's free.
It's a free trailer. There's also a free barn next door, too.
It's gone.
Oh, they got rid of the barn?
It's gone.
Oh.
You got to come by and see. It's a whole nother world back there now.
Wow. Well, we won't discuss Rodney on this one, so thank you very much.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Mo Gutzart, live with information concerning John Fahey. Sad to see him go.
Did you know that dreaming that you possess the ears of strange or wild animals is said to symbolize the fear that someone is deceiving you? And dream fruit arranged in a bowl or in a platter can suggest future material wealth, especially if there are many varieties.
Really? Well, thank you. Mm-hmm. Neela Devaney up here, her last week before she starts school. She only just decided what school she was going to go to just 3 days ago, and school starts next week. That was sort of exciting, wasn't it, Neela?
Yes.
Doesn't it? Is there sort of a moral there that sometimes it's better to wait to the last possible moment to make a decision?
What? Okay.
Just that you waited and it paid off.
I don't really see how it would have paid off. But
well, aren't you happy with your decision?
Yeah. But
okay. Had you not waited and made the decision earlier, you wouldn't have made the same decision.
If you want to get a little technical about it.
Well, that's what life is.
Some of the
The reason that passenger pigeons became extinct was the discovery in the middle of the last century that they tasted delicious. The birds, unaccustomed to natural predation, fell an easy prey to nets and even clubs, and because they flew or roosted in such enormous flocks, dozens could be killed with a single shotgun blast. An unofficial record for one cartridge is 130 pigeons. In fact, passenger pigeons were such easy targets that a trio of men working near Traverse City, Michigan, on March 26, 1850, supplied a food processor with 5 million birds. The last wild sighting of a passenger pigeon was on March 23, 1900, and the last pigeon in captivity died at the Cincinnati Zoo on September 1, 1914. I'm Vinny Devaney. This show has been Fogu, and you're listening to KHSU FM 90.5 Arcata and KHSR FM 91.9 Crescent City, Brookings, broadcasting from high atop Humboldt State University. Remember, a single magpie in the spring heralds bad weather. When the forecast is good, magpies generally travel in pairs. Stay tuned for The World coming up next. Hope you find the time to celebrate Bangladesh Independence Day. And I'm not going to try to pronounce that man in Hawaii. This date, of course, celebrated in the United States of America. The Prince Jonah. It's his day. And of course, we played some... Oh, I should play this right now. It's Carhead Sal, commonly known as Farsi. In Zoroastrian, there's a little that's Spratch Zarathustra. Related to Zoroastrian. I'm glad we all survived the tsunami. That was rough. It's fun being a little guinea pig. Yoho Ringe Kyo. Thank you.
estaba bien por un tiempo, volviendo a sonreír. Luego anoche te vi, tu mano me tocó y el saludo hablé muy bien y tú, sin saber que he estado llorando por tu amor, llorando por tu amor, luego de tu adiós. Sentí todo mi dolor, sola y llorando, 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 llorando. No es fácil de entender que al verte yo que pensé que te olvidé, pero es verdad, es la verdad, que te quiero aún más, mucho más que ayer. Dime tú qué puedo hacer, no me quieres. Y siempre estaré llorando por tu amor, llorando por tu amor, tu amor se llevó todo corazón y quedó llorando, 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 llorando.
So goodbye, everybody, and remember, please, for the next day or so, the terrible lesson you learned tonight.
Goodbye and good listening.
Now for a final word, I'm going to hand you over to Miss Jean Jones, your home shopping hostess.
Hello. Goodbye for now.
BBC News with Fiona MacDonald.